I just want to put it out there. I have no shame. No shame. No shame with the decision I made yesterday. What I decided to pay my hard-earned for was a photo shoot for my dog.
Oh, 9-week-old dog that's been in the house for a week.
And it's so funny you say that. Yes, 9 weeks. Exactly. But Angus and I keep referring to him as 6 days old because that's how long he's been in our lives.
Yeah.
Like, he's definitely not 6 days old, but... It makes us laugh to think he's 6 days old.
I just love because, like, you can't just get a photographer overnight.
No, yeah, that's
pre-thought.
Oh,
this has been in the works.
Yeah, yeah. They thought about this before they had the dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Obviously. Yeah. I literally have been location scouting in my backyard.
Did you do that thing where you, like, a family photo shoot where you all wear white T-shirts and all hug each other and put the dog in the middle?
Sorry. It was absolutely...
Wait. Just quickly on the location scouting. The little things that camera
test
people hold up that have the white bulb on
the
end. Test the lighting.
Exposure. Yeah. And taking test photos on my phone and then trying to recalibrate, like, so she'll have the proper Canon. So, like, it'll probably be able to get, you know, a bit moodier maybe in some of the darker corners where the shrubbery is a little bit more hefty.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, yeah, so Angus, it was absolutely for Gianni, the six-day-old puppy. But Angus and I thought, well, maybe we'll be in background, so we have to consider our outfits. And when I say we thought this, I thought this. Yeah. So Angus said to me, goes, right, what do you want me to wear? And I was like, well, obviously white T-shirt and beige shorts. Keep it casual, but, like, nothing too garish. And then I wore just, like, a nice silky dress.
Of course.
But I
Who was on hair and makeup?
I did hair and makeup, and I was also on Eye Gooby Watch. You know, dogs sometimes get those tears that sort of dry and milk.
You and Angus. How much sleep are you producing that mid photo shoot? Anyway,
well, this is the thing. I got my face shaved yesterday, so my face was really sensitive.
What? There's a lot coming out here.
I got dermaplaning done, where a facialist will take basically a surgical grade razor and shave your face.
Oh.
It's meant to, like, take off a bit of skin. It just made it a little bit sensitive. So when I'd put a bit of sunscreen on and makeup, my face was all over the place. So
cut your skin off.
Well, it did. If you'd like to look on my Instagram, you might say, I didn't realize I had a beard, boys. Why didn't you ever tell me I had a beard?
What, I mean, she took 2022, off my face. You do you.
Yeah.
You're so right. Yeah. You don't comment on my beard if I don't ask you. So my face was extra sensitive, so I did have to be on sort of constant checks for all of us.
Right.
But Angus and I had a little tiff before the photographer arrived because I obviously went to Shindigs and bought some props.
Of course. I mean, like everyone should.
I mean, and do you know what's funny? So I bought an array of bow ties, you know, like his first day of school bow tie and first day of work bow tie. And this really cute, like, red and blue checkered one. Like, he's going to his first day as financial planner. Like, he's, you know, my dad. Anyway, but at the counter, the woman said to me, we hadn't spoken at this point, I just went to pay, and she went, are these for Angus or Gianni? And I was like, it's for Gianni. We had this whole conversation about the outfits I'd planned.
That's so cool. By the way, the bow tie guy, if you're talking about first day of work for Gianni, the bow tie guy in any office that I've worked in is always exactly the same person.
Yeah, you know exactly who he is.
Who's that guy?
Normally bald. Maybe he wears a fedora as well on the weekend.
He's got a fun fedora guy.
And he's a fun dude.
He's a very fun
dude. He might even wear a casual party button up, but he still sort of doesn't pull it off.
I love that. He invites you all over for a Sunday barbecue.
I think, do we have one in this office?
There's some implied bow tie on.
But I came home and was trying to show Angus and trying to put the bow tie on him. And Angus has been trying to get Gianni prepared for collar and lead training because he doesn't quite like anything around his neck.
Yeah.
So the bow tie was maybe stressing him out a bit. And Angus was like, stop stressing him out with the bow tie. Otherwise, he's going to really hate the collar and the lead. I'm like, we've got one shot at this photo shoot. No, she was booked for an hour. I bought all these bow ties. They'll be getting in the picture. He did stop me. I tried to put a pot of spaghetti on the stove and make spaghetti. I wanted to do, you know that photo?
Don't.
It's old school. Were
you eating the pasta together? He's eating it and you're eating it.
Playing in the tray.
I didn't think of that. We might have to redo. I was going to do, you know that old card, the Hallmark card of the baby with the bowl of spaghetti on his head crying in the high chair? I wanted to do that and pour the spaghetti on Gianni's head.
That would have gone well.
But Angus said, don't waste spaghetti. And, you know, he's on a strict diet of puppy food. Spaghetti might upset his little tum.
Yeah.
Tried to put him in a pot. Did not care for being in the pot, Gianni.
It's funny, these puppies, they're not photoing well, are they?
No, it took a little bit to get his attention. But producer Alex actually taught me a really great tip on how to get puppies' attention to get them to look down
the
barrel of the camera.
She used to be a dog sitter. That was her job. And she gets the best photos.
Takes amazing. Producer Alex, can you give us a little demonstration of the noise? It saved me from doing it.
yes.
To get the dog's attention when you're trying to take their pic, how should you get their attention?
Hold your dogs in the cars if they're there with you, by the way. Yeah. I make high-pitched noises. It works.
Over and over. So this photographer, who is a mate of mine, she's a professional photographer, kind of looked over her shoulder at one point going, are you right? What are you doing? Should we be recording you doing these? Hey, Johnny. So I'm not sure what my neighbours thought was going on in our backyard yesterday, but we got
mating
the confetti
ritual
out
of Jess and Angus.
There was some confetti at one point. So we got some festival shots, some party shots, little party hats. And next time it's your birthdays, expect a little happy birthday from Gianni Pose. So really
cut.
Just thought about the whole year. And I just have to recommend it for anyone. Doesn't matter how old your dog is. Puppy to now, whatever, how old they are. I think it's just a really lovely memento.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to share with you the final product.
I can't
wait
to see that.
What was the wedding anniversary photo that you took for you and Angus?
Oh, my God. I didn't even do one of those. You know what Shindigs did have? They had like little just tuxedo fronts. So it like it looks like sort of a shirt collar lapel situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe I'll get one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe get some party poppers or something.
Yeah. Is this
some champagne.
Yeah.
I've seen a Moët Chandon dog toy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get one of those.
Moët and Chandog. Am I right?
Senses. He's on board.
Oh, wow. It was at this moment I think Johnny's like, can I go back to where I came from?